KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the area, mostly off to the south-southwest of Cass County, or right along the Cass-Pottawatomie County line, or by Griswold. There's some heavier showers. And then off into the south in Montgomery County and portions of Page County and Taylor County. And then we head further off to the northwest, right around the Missouri River, and up around Tecumseh, Nebraska, over to Logan, Missouri Valley, where there's some heavier showers. Otherwise, just widely scattered light sprinkles or rain, and that activity is pushing off to the southeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A reminder, there is an air quality alert in effect for most of the KJAN listening area until 4 o'clock today. Northerly winds behind a cold front are bringing smoke from wildfires out west and Canada into the state. The smoke is expected to travel south and east across Iowa and remain across the state through much of today into tomorrow. And during that time, fine particle levels are expected to be in the orange AQI category, a level that's considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. And those fine particulate levels will begin to improve around noon today, and by mid-afternoon, air quality should begin to improve below alert levels. In the meantime, if you're in a sensitive group such as elderly, those with respiratory or heart disease issues, and children, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources recommend that you limit your prolonged outdoor exertion until the air quality begins to improve. In the news, Senator Joni Ernst says a bipartisan proposal to help Afghan civilians who worked with the U.S. military is included in a security-related bill that easily cleared the House and Senate Thursday. There's money for processing special immigration visas, as well as travel and housing assistance in the bill.
Some of those Afghan interpreters, if they get cleared through State Department, then we can start moving them out of Afghanistan.
Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa worked on the proposal in the House. She says transferring authority to the Afghan government to protect Afghans who helped the U.S. military over the past two decades would be a moral failure. The bill's main purpose, however, is to ensure the budget for the Capitol Police doesn't run out of money after the unexpected expenses responding to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
With all of the additional overtime they had, it puts them in a position the way they're paid here. They would have to start furloughing workers.
Ernst says the $100 million in the legislation prevents that and not only covers overtime, but mental health support for Capitol Police as well. Another $300 million in the bill is for new security measures in the Capitol complex.
It's additional repairs to the Capitol from January 6th. It's a different type of glass that they will be using, I believe, in the windows at the Capitol building, things of that nature.
There's also money in the bill to reimburse National Guard units like Iowa's that were deployed to Washington to provide security. Governor Kim Reynolds is among a dozen GOP senators who are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn previous rulings on abortion and give states the authority to regulate the procedure. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Governor Reynolds signed on to a legal brief that argues the court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision is an unwarranted intrusion on states' rights. Reynolds also released a written statement saying the ruling has stymied state efforts to enact abortion restrictions. An Iowa-based spokesperson for Planned Parenthood says it's clear the governor's goal is to ban abortions in Iowa. Reynolds is among about 250 Republican office holders from around the country who have expressed support for Mississippi's law that bans most abortions after the 15th week of a pregnancy. The Supreme Court has scheduled legal arguments over Mississippi's law during the court's next term, which begins in October, with an opinion expected by next June. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Elsewhere in Iowa news, a central Iowa man who's been a member of the Iowa House since 2013 has died. 71-year-old John Landon of Ankeny was reelected to a fifth term in the Iowa House just last November. A post on Langdon's Facebook page announced that he was surrounded by family as he passed away Thursday afternoon. Landon, who grew up near State Center, enlisted in the Navy Seabees and served in Vietnam before he had a career in agribusiness. He managed grain elevators before joining a farm management and ag real estate firm called People's Company in 2002. Landon retired in 2012 when he first ran for the Iowa House. Landon, who is a Republican, won re-election in 2020 with 53% of the vote. House Speaker Pat Grassley issued a written statement calling Landon a humble public servant who was dedicated to his work in the Iowa House all the way up until his final day. Governor Reynolds described Landon as a trusted, genuine, and caring person. A special audit of the Iowa Veterans Home says former Commandant Timon Ojiri was relieved of his duties in early May after receiving more than $100,000 in improper pay. The report, released by State Auditor Rob Sand, showed the discrepancies that came to light when the Department of Administrative Services employees reviewed the payroll status of various agencies for accuracy dating back in April in preparation for a transfer to the new payroll system. Payroll costs from July of 2019 through May of this year showed the number of improper payments and payroll costs at IVH. The report indicates suggestions to strengthen some of the internal controls at the Iowa Veterans Home, including a review of payroll journals by someone not associated with the payroll process. The report has been sent to the Iowa DCI, the Marshall and Polk County Attorney's Offices, and the Attorney General's Office. Governor Kim Reynolds appointed Marine Corps retired Major Matthew Peterson as the new Iowa Veterans Home Commandant earlier this week. That is a check of news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.